views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
You mean to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it,
Yeah! Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Clouds!
King of Crack!
The Colossus of Clouds! The Colossus of Clouds!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, Erica Strowski. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking the questions about the value of your collectibles. And in honor of this holiday, day of all days, the first day of the season for the Chicago Bears, we've got a different giveaway this week to either somebody who tweets me an item that I use on the show. T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. You have to tweet me a photo of something. Well, anyway, we're giving away a copy of a book. It's a coffee table book, and it's the Chicago Tribune book of the Chicago Bears, a decade-by-decade history. Now, this week, instead of ERC Delivery delivering the prize, and they would.
Yes, we would.
they would do it. You have to send Tom at tcrowntom.com if you're the winner. Send me your address, and the publisher of the book will actually send you the book.
So the winner this week is going to send you an email.
Yes.
At tcrowntom.com, right?
Okay, Tom, did I get that?
Tom at tcrowntom. Got it.
.com.
Jeez, yeah. That's a tough one.
it is. And nobody ever gets that right when people call me on the phone.
And I practiced all morning, and I couldn't get it right.
Tom at tcrowntom.com. And then the number here is 312-332-3776. So you can call us. We're on till 8, taking your questions about the value of your items. And we're also going to be mixing in items that are already on HugginsandScott.com. The next auction is the November auction, and there's a lot of great items on HugginsandScott.com already, including there's a 1956 Topps Mickey Mantle card, number 135, a PSA 6. In 1956, Mickey Mantle had an unbelievable year. He won the Triple Crown. He hit .353 with 52 homers, 130 RBIs, a .464 on base percentage. His OPS plus, where it's on base plus slugging, and 100 is an average major league player, was 210.
Wow.
So he's double the 132 runs scored, won the Triple Crown. 705 slugging, an 11.2 war. And it's like the next year he won the MVP again. I didn't even realize that he had won it. He was one of the guys who won it 2 years in a row. But for Mantle's career, he had a .421 on base percentage for his career. Now listen to this. I remember Mantle after he had retired when he was interviewed a couple of times I saw. And, he had said, yeah, you know, when it got at the end of my career, I just couldn't play anymore. I mean, his batting average had dropped. But listen to this. And when he was basically embarrassed of his play in 1968, he considered himself washed up. He had a .385 on base percentage and a .143 OPS plus.
That's amazing.
His on base plus. Even
if that's him
at
his worst, boy, that's pretty good.
He was hobbling. Yep. He, you know, his batting average was low, and batting average was really bigger then than it is now. Another thing, and that makes me think about this, that I was watching a week or so ago, Fergie Jenkins was interviewed on a Cubs game, and he was talking about the guys that you know, in his era that were winning 20-plus games and stuff. And you know how now it's not as big a deal in stats on games won because there's hardly any complete games anymore. Yep.
The bullpen's become such a specialty from the seventh inning on.
It's true. Yep. So a starter, if they go six, maybe seven, then they could be pitching great, but then they leave it into the hands of the bullpen, where before it was like the starting pitcher's game to win or lose. He went to the end, and wins were huge then, and they'd win. There were more 20-game winners then, too. But that's a big reason, I think, why wins aren't as important.
Have you seen guys got hurt more as pitchers back then or now, or is there not much of a difference, or is it about the same?
It seems like there's more now because I think they grow up throwing, just pitching. I don't think people play all day long sports and do all different sports like they used to. I think they pitchers concentrate on being a pitcher, and I think that's part of the reason.
It contributes to it, huh?
Yeah, they're just pitching, throwing so many breaking balls at young ages. I think that's a mistake. So anyway, I don't know how we got off on that tangent, but we did, and we tend to do that.
Very interesting, though.
There's other tangents we're going to be on today, too. We know of that. So Bill Huggins, there's already a lot of great items on the Huggins and Scott. That looks like it's going to be a big November auction for you guys.
Yeah, it sure is. And, boy, you know that the guy who called in, I think it was it last week or week before, with the Mackey Award for Jerry Rice, that thing showed up this week. And that is actually a really, really neat item.
Isn't it cool?
Research on that, yeah.
Yeah, it's very cool. So that's going to be in the November auction. I don't know if you saw it yet this morning, Bill, but I forwarded the email with a bunch more pictures from the nephew of Otto Graham. Remember we talked about that? I don't know if that was last week or the week before, but I had gotten a direct message through Twitter from Otto Graham's nephew. Actually, we follow each other on Twitter, and he had sent me a picture of the sideline jacket, and he heard us talking about it on the show, where I think they wanted to see, you know, in order to be able to for sure say that it was a game used sideline jacket. Well, Bill, I attached, he sent five or six more pictures of tags in the inside and outside of the jacket that I forwarded to you and Josh and Vince today. So I think he might want to auction it with you if you contact him during the week, maybe through that email, or he'll call you. He's going to listen again. And it might end up being in the November Huggins and Scott auction, but I think he wants to talk to you about it first, Bill. So
that'd be a great item.
That would be a cool item to have in there. But yeah, wasn't that Mackey Award that's the first time I've ever had a real award that somebody had been, awarded, a professional player got it. And it was really cool. It did really have the feel and look of an Academy Award.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, it was heavy.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out who made it. There was no, you know, Tiffany or any company printed on there. I don't know if you or the person who gave it to you, I guess I could try and contact him. If he knew who
he does know. It's the same people that
make the Oscars.
Yep. Yes. And it kind of has that look and feel to it. There might even be something on the bottom of it, maybe, with something on there.
Nothing on it, huh?
Yeah, well, Ken does know that. So, Bill, if you do contact him, he can fill you in on that, because he did have all that information. I guess he worked with the charity that, that was in conjunction with the NFL Players Association that was handing out those awards at the time. So that was an interesting story, too. We've been getting all kinds of interesting stories. So another item now through Twitter, Bill, some guys have been bringing in some really neat vintage cards. As a matter of fact, yesterday a gentleman who grew up in Canada had some hockey cards that he's going to bring them back. It was towards the end of the day, and it was crowded in T-Crown, and he's going to bring them back during the week. But I think these are going to end up in a Huggins auction. I didn't look up the exact year, but it was from the 50s. He had the team sets for the Canadians and the Maple Leafs, and the Canadians had like six Hall of Famers. You know, it was the Maurice Richard era and those, that group of guys. But boy, he had these, they were in holders, so I couldn't actually, wasn't able to look at them closely, but from the holders they were in, these things looked really nice. And at least at T-Crown, I don't see many vintage hockey cards come in.
No, were they graded?
They weren't, but I think some of them maybe might end up being graded, you know, for the auction. They looked like some of them might be gradable. So that's going to be interesting. Once he brings them back in, I'll take some pictures of those and tweet a couple pictures and send them to you, Bill. But I think you're going to get some of I think he's going to send some stuff in for an upcoming Huggins and Scott auction also. And then Jeff, I posted this on Twitter. He had a 1933 Gaudi Babe Ruth card, number 181, and it was in a Beckett Vintage grading, a BVG holder. And I think you might still be interested in this. It was authentic but altered, Bill. So would that still be a card that you'd be interested in? Is that valuable enough for a Huggins and Scott?
Did it look really nice?
It did look nice. There must have been trimming on it for the alteration. I'd have to look. You could look at a picture of it. It didn't look like it had been through the washing machine or anything like that. It had just been altered. So it was an authentic card, but altered. I don't know what your position is on those at Huggins and Scott. You've run cards as part of a group that are altered, as long as they're the company that grades them or authenticates them, as long as people know that they were altered. I mean, they're going to go for less. Typically, they go for less than a one, I think, don't they? But just so they know they are. I mean,
no, actually, Tom, a lot of the A's that look like, they say it looks like a six or a seven or something like that, but it doesn't measure, so it can't get a numerical grade. A lot of those get more money than a beat up one or two just, you know, because guys can actually, there are people out there who can actually sleep at night knowing that their Babe Ruth or their Mickey Mantle or whoever does not measure. They can actually fall asleep and sleep throughout, you know.
Yeah, the key is that everybody up front knows it. That's really the important part. As long as everybody understands when the auction's going and that it was an altered card, then that's the important part of it. Okay, the number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on from 7 to 8 every Sunday morning. We're giving away a copy of the Chicago Tribune book of the Chicago Bears, A Decade by Decade History. This is like a coffee table book. Great pictures of through the decades of the Chicago Bears. One thing that was in there that I thought was really interesting, I know a couple of times people have on the show have called in and didn't realize that the Bears used to play at Wrigley Field and be like, well, how did they do that? Well, there's an aerial photo in this book during a Bears game at Wrigley Field where you can see how the stands were laid out and how the field's laid out in relation to the stands, which I thought was really neat just for that, but all kinds of the great old photos. So the drawing will be the prize for this week. A little different prize, but with the season kicking off, I thought great timing for that.
Very appropriate.
Yes. And then anybody, when you bring items in to me at T-Crown during the week and I tweet a picture and we talk about those items on the show, you get in the drawing. Or if you tweet me an item at T-Crown Tom with a picture of an item and I use it on the show, you get in the drawing that way also. Now, in the upcoming Huggins and Scott auction, it's not just sports cards that are in there. There's political items, whatever. There's a 1966 Topps Get Smart 5-cent display box. And,
cool.
And I think we're going to have to go into the cone of silence and discuss the minimum bid on this one.
We may have to.
Okay. That's right, Chief.
Agent 99, you
yes.
know.
Yes. Agent 99 was hot, wasn't
yes,
she?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I got to see that show again. Bill, did you ever used to watch Get Smart? That was one of my favorite shows, actually.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my shows that I have my lunchbox collection of.
Yeah. You know, okay, here's something new. Now, we didn't know you had a lunchbox. We knew you had all the Miller Huggins cards.
Yeah, there are all these lunchboxes. My wife keeps threatening. She says if I let her redo the kitchen in our house, that she'll let me put the lunchboxes all around the top.
Oh, hey, now that would actually be a great decoration.
That's right.
I like that. I think you got to do it, Bill, if you want to keep those lunchboxes. So you have a lot of vintage lunchboxes, huh?
Well, what they are is the TV shows that I watch. Flipper, Hogan's Heroes, Oh,
okay.
Kyle, McHale's Navy, The Munsters, Beverly Hills.
They're all there, huh? Very good. So that's there's actually some good value to some of those, aren't there?
There are. The ones that look like a little dome. Hogan's Heroes is one. The Jetsons is probably the toughest one that I have.
Really?
Lost in Space. The ones they made that look like a dome thing seem to have much more value than the square ones. And the ones I have, I don't want a mint. I want little Tommy's little piece of tape on there that says Tommy on it. You know, his mom wrote so he wouldn't lose it. You know?
Too bad I don't have my old Flintstones lunchbox from when I was a
kid.
Oh,
you had one of those?
Well, I used to paper bag it, but yeah. I think when I was like in first grade, maybe I might have had a lunchbox. There was never much in there. So it's like, why do I have this big lunchbox? There's nothing inside.
I have no memory of ever having a lunchbox as a kid. I have this brown bag memory,
yeah.
But that's about it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's all I did after that was the old brown bags. Well, it's time for a short break here. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8, giving away a copy of the Chicago Tribune Book of the Chicago Bears, a decade-by-decade history. So give us a call with a question about the value of your collectibles. We'll try to give you an estimate of what it might sell for in a current auction. And hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on from 7 to 8 every Sunday morning, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. We've got some callers waiting here. The number's 312-332-3776. We're giving away to one caller or somebody I mentioned through an item through Twitter a copy of the Chicago Tribune Book of the Chicago Bears, a decade-by-decade history. But real quick before we get to the callers, today, one of the big games today from a card standpoint, from a football fan standpoint, I'm really looking forward to see Marcus Mariota versus Jameis Winston playing head-to-head today. Two bad teams from last year.
First two picks in the draft going up against each other. That'll be fun to watch.
Cool.
Yep.
And now that'll be interesting to see. Is it going to be a shootout? Is it going to be, are they going to make a lot of mistakes? It's just going to be real. Yep. And because their cards are already expensive. I saw a Winston, an autograph around 5. A couple of them are selling in the $1,000 range when they're numbered to 5. And a Mariota Leaf Metal Draft, a 1-of-1 auto that looks like a superfractor. If this eBay price is real, which you never know 100%, sold for about $3,000. So
nice.
Then how this game goes could have a big effect on how their values go up or down. So from that standpoint, I'm hoping it's a shootout.
It's going to be a fun game to watch. Winston's going to throw those big wide receivers and pass, you know, give it to Martin out of the backfield. So that should be fun.
I wonder if your guy Mike Evans is going to play. You got that. Vince got a beautiful 1-of-1 out of Spectre yesterday.
Oh, Superfractor.
Nike
very, very
patch,
nice. Yes.
1-of-1. That's a big card.
I've become a Mike Evans fan.
Yes.
He wasn't on any of my teams at all. In fantasy, so we may have to trade for
You're
one.
You're going to have to pick him up.
Yeah,
definitely.
We'll see.
Dave from Plainfield's on the line. Thanks for waiting. Dave, what do you have?
Hey, I've got the ticket stubs, the program, and the flag from the first day after first game after 9/11.
Oh, at White Sox Park or at
against the Yankees.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Well, that's pretty neat. Now you have the ticket stub, and what else do you have?
The program, and then they gave a flag away.
Oh, they did, and so everybody had the flags. Oh, now that's interesting. To me, it's probably worth maybe $100 for that package right now. What do you think, Bill? Have you seen any groups like that from any of the teams right after 9/11 have sold?
Actually, Tom, Dave, no, I have not seen any of those. I don't know how many people saved it all. You probably have to do a little research and see if there have been any of those little packages that have sold. But hey, your $100 may be a little low, depending on if there are a lot of those around or not. You know.
Now, would that be something if you don't find any, Bill, when you're doing your searching? If he
That's
wanted to auction that, would you give that a shot?
If we couldn't find any ones that have ever sold that he's interested in selling it, I mean, heck, I'd put an opening bid of $100 to start it and see where it goes.
Yeah, that seems like that. So if you ever do decide you might want to sell it, contact Bill at Huggins & Scott Auctions, 301-608-0355. It'd be interesting to see what that would do if there haven't been any of those little packages out there.
There's a ticket stub on eBay from 9/11/01. I guess the White Sox and Yankees were scheduled.
Game that didn't
and
happen,
the guy
yeah.
is asking $125, buy it now.
Yeah, okay.
So that gives a perspective anyway of what one person thinks it might be worth.
Yeah. And
I also did have another question for you, though.
Go ahead.
I have, my collection from when I was a kid of baseball cards from the early 70s. What would be the best way to go about selling those?
Depends on the condition, really. If you have any of, like, for instance, 71 was the Black Border year. Let's say those are really high grade. You'd want to have a bunch of those graded if they're high grade because that Black Border showed up the damage so easily. But, Bill, you're probably better to talk to him about that one. What would you do with early 70s right now?
Well, we have that situation occur many times during the week. People will call us and they say, I have my collection, and what do I do with it? Well, best thing actually is just send it to me. Get it to me, because that's what we do, is we turn it into lots that are appealing to people that'll sell for $500, $1,000 or more, whether it be a 72 set or some graded cards or a 71 and a 72 top starter set, things of that nature. But Dave, if you're interested, that's what we do, is take collections like that and turn them into appealing money-making lots for both those.
And then if Bill gets it, and if you've got things that would be helped in value by being graded, then, Bill, you'll get them graded for him too, right? Typically, if that's with them?
That's a service we provide to all of our consigners, because if you can turn a $40 card into a $200 card for a $12 grading fee, you'll do it all day long.
Yeah, right. Now, Bill, typically when you run an auction, how long does, let's say Dave consigned with you and it runs in November, how long does it typically take before Dave would get his check from you for what he sold?
Generally between 30 and 45 days.
Okay.
And a lot of it depends really on how many lots you had in the auction. If you have one lot and it gets paid for really soon, you're going to get a check probably less than 30 days. Whereas if you have 16 lots, and I, in theory, could be waiting for 16 different people to pay me,
probably
going to be on the later side of getting paid. So,
yeah, that's interesting.
Generally 30 to 45 days.
Okay, very good. Thanks for the call, Dave. Yeah.
Go back.
Go
Bears. I heard that.
I was say. Yeah.
We're on the Bear bandwagon here, too.
You know, I can't be negative about the Bears today. We got to be positive about the
absolutely.
Bears today.
Hopeful.
And hopefully
Hope
they're
good.
They're better than. I'm not even going to say
year.
What
yes.
I'm thinking. Yes,
yes.
Better
right.
than what we think.
Positive
about.
Thoughts.
We're giving away a copy of the Chicago Tribune book of the Chicago Bears, A Decade by Decade History. That would be a nice additional chapter. If they had the upset of this decade and beat the Packers today, wouldn't that would
absolutely.
Be one huge upset? That's for sure. So okay,
we got a shot.
You know, speaking of tickets, Dave said he had the ticket. Richie Vegas on Twitter, Richie Vegas sent me this question: Is there any value to a Mark Burley autographed perfect game ticket? Ooh. Rich. Yeah, there would be some value to that. I'd love to have that. I would think a perfect game ticket, if it's in perfect condition and a nice signature, I think that could be actually, for me, that's probably a couple $100s in T-Crown. Maybe not that much, Bill, nationally, like in an auction, or do you think it could be?
Well, a lot of those, the tickets that are out there today from, because they don't tear them anymore, so I don't know whether he has a stub or whether it's the full ticket. A lot of times it's scanned, but a lot is going into how high they grade now. Are they tens? Are they nines?
Yeah.
Or did you put it in your pocket and it's a two because it's creased, you know?
Which but a lot of people do or have done, and which means there's a lot less out there that are in high grade. So if you do have a high grade version of an item like that, I guess maybe that would probably be auctionable. Okay. Maybe that the sky could be the limit on that.
I tell you,
one,
if Toronto got to the World Series and Burley pitched well and got a little bit more national exposure, you never know if that could increase that as well.
You know, but I didn't want to bring this up, but my fantasy baseball team, my pitching staff, Burley's one of the guys. All my big names. The last in August, I was just starting to make a push.
You were
Kazmir, Burley, Cueto. One other guy, they all had ERAs of 6 or 7 or above. They killed me.
I feel bad for
they
you.
They killed
I
me.
Really do.
Yes, Mr. Second or Third Place, whatever you are. Yeah. I was making my move.
Well,
and
Schwarber and
Correa
have helped me tremendously this year, getting those two guys added to the team.
Oh,
so.
Correa's a...
Yeah.
Yeah, both of them.
Well, Tom, Josh and I have a fantasy team that we share together. We have for years. And a lot of, you pick up new players on a Sunday or something, and we always... figure these guys, because as soon as we pick them up and they're super hot, they go into the worst slump of their life.
Yeah, right.
These guys, I don't know what happened to them. How did I all of a sudden go into slump? Well, it's these two guys in Silver Spring just put me on their team.
It is like the black cloud suddenly appears.
Yeah.
Sometimes it goes that way.
Yeah. You know, today's the first day for fantasy football fans. Yep. Jeff Meller does his show starting at 8. I think it's from 8 to 10, isn't it, Eric?
Very smart guy.
It's 8 till 9?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Bears pregame 9 to 12.
Okay, very good. So if you're into fantasy football, tune into that. I always listen to that when I'm driving home from the show.
Me too.
Yeah, it's really some good tips on that. And before, at the end of our show, we've got some fantasy football, a little bit from our drafts together that I want to talk about. So, but we've got Matt from Chester, Indiana, waiting on the line. Thanks for waiting, Matt. What do you have?
I've got a... one of those pictures that they handed out back in the day for autograph for the 1985 auto show. It was a picture of Michael Jordan and his name on the right-hand side, and it was signed by Michael Jordan.
Oh, so this was 85, you said?
Yeah, it was his rookie year. He attended the auto show that year. And
so he had that
autograph.
His signature was a little more plain-looking at the time.
It's much more defined, and he knew it was Michael just by the autograph.
Yeah. What that makes me think of that 84 Olympic team signed basketball that we put in for the Huggins and Scott auction in November, where his signature was definitely looks different from what it is now. It's fancier looking now. But Bill, and now an auto show photo from 85, how would that value of an early Jordan signature compare to the value of say a basketball or even like a Jordan rookie card?
Well, you're down to who does it appeal to, while it's an early Michael Jordan signature being on an auto thing, you're kind of taking some people off the table as far as interest goes, but you're also maybe putting some others on the table that aren't because it's such a unique item. So I would say the thing's at least, $300 to $500, if not more, to some couple of crazy people.
Yeah, that's right. How does it look? Is it a sharp signature, still bold, and the photo's not creased or faded at all or anything?
It's not faded. We have kept it as good as we can. We've kept it stored away in many different locations so no one could touch it or mess with it. We made sure not to crease it at all as well.
Yeah, well, very good. So and keep doing that. Do you have it in a frame or you just have it put away in something?
Well, we have it put away in something right now, but if the frame would increase the value, I'm pretty sure we'd be willing to do that.
Well, typically, if you're selling it, let's say you were selling it to a store who was going to sell it in the store, it's good to have it framed. If you're going to send it away to be sold, like for Huggins and Scott, typically they're, Bill, you don't really like having them framed, right? Because the frame can get damaged in the shipping.
Yeah, frames were meant to be taken from your framer, like one of our sponsors in Naperville is, from their place to your house and hung on your wall, not shipped from Silver Spring, Maryland to Phoenix, Arizona. You know?
So it all depends if you're keeping it, if you're selling it locally, or if you're shipping it, whether you'd frame it. Vince, you went and saw Agatha at Art and Frame
yesterday. Oh, so many different types of frames, and Agatha just knows how to put it all together.
She really does. She's got. She's really good with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's who framed that the Miller Huggins photo. I thought she did a great job with that. Yep. Yeah, so that's Art and Frame in Naperville. So if you do think you want to get something framed, that's who to check out. Thanks for the call. We're already time for another short break. You're right, there are time warps here.
Time
when we're here
different
on
in the studio here. Yeah. It really does.
And while I think of it, on Dearborn there, I didn't realize there was no parking today. Please don't tow my car, whoever is. We need the Steve Goodman Lincoln Park Pirates, the towing song. Please don't tow my car. Okay, it's time for a short break. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. Opening day for the Bears. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8 taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. And since it's opening day for the Bears, we're giving away a copy of the Chicago Tribune Book of the Chicago Bears, A Decade by Decade History. Real cool, big book with all kinds of pictures.
Isn't Sweetness on the front?
Yes, he is. A coffee table book, great photos. There's actually little sections, like a section about Peyton and a section about Butkus.
That's awesome.
And, you know, cool. It's just a great book. So give us a call, 312-332-3776. And you'll get in the drawing. It's a different delivery, and ERC Delivery would deliver it, but they don't have to this week.
No. Well, I may have another delivery today. Might I not?
What might that be, Vince?
Well, if you parked where you weren't supposed to, you may get towed. And so then I'll have to take you over to where they towed your car. See, I was going to park there, but then I read the sign that said no parking, and the date was today.
I did not see that. I was too busy looking at where I didn't want to park on those things that were sticking out of the street.
Yep.
Bill, what do you think would be the cost for a 6'4", 235-pound weighted older individual for ERC Delivery to deliver to a towing spot?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, we'll get you there for free today, Tom.
Okay,
but first
one
delivery
time
free.
Only.
Yes, that's right.
You know, I was out looking for. I had to get a new laptop for T Crown right by my register. I'm always looking things up on trade days and stuff, or if somebody pulls something to see what they're going for, and I go to Office Depot and I'm saying, yeah, I need a wireless access laptop. That's all I really need. And the guy goes, do you do a radio show? And I go, yeah, how'd you know that? He goes, your voice. I recognize
That's
your voice.
Funny.
He goes, I love
That's
that show. Now, I didn't get his name, but if you're listening out there, thanks for the help. It's working great.
That's
I'm very
awesome.
Happy I got
Actually,
it.
Actually, my guy Mike, who's got a company purchased phone, called Jets Pizza in Joliet and then make a pickup, and the phone came up as ERC Delivery Service. So the guy who worked at Jets Pizza in Joliet recognized the name. So when he went to pick it up, he's like, oh, you got a guy on Vince on the show?
There you go.
He's like, no, that's my boss.
Yeah,
but, you know.
Very good.
That's cool. Great pizza, Jets Pizza. Awesome.
Yeah. Well, now I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Gosh darn it.
Well, after we get your car out of the pound, maybe we'll stop and get some.
It could be a while before I eat. Oh, please don't tow my car. Officer, whoever does that. Mike from East Chicago's on the line. What's up, Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
Hello.
What's up?
Yeah. Okay, I got two books here we've had for a while, me and my brother, Blackhawks. They're like press guide books. One book is they're in 1967 to 68 season. I got a Bobby Hall the picture of him with his, it says Bobby Hall's signature. It's, he got his big smile. It's in a blue.
Oh, that's cool.
It's in a bigger one. And in the back of the book, most of them were the stats, and then they had the restaurants and, you know, all the ads in the back. It says the most beautiful musical love story ever, Camelot. And then they got a, where you could send in for, you know, to get in there, and it just shows the
You didn't have Richard Burton sign the Camelot part, did you?
No, I wish I did.
I was just about to burst into the song Camelot, but I caught myself, luckily for everyone out there.
And the other book I have is a nice handbook. It's priced at a dollar. That first book was priced at 25 cents. This one is a priced at a dollar with Bill Wirtz, Stan Mikita, and Bobby Hall. It's in color.
Very nice.
Picture, and it's a...
Did they all sign it?
No, it just shows them on the ice with their sticks and
Well, that's kind of neat. I would think you could get the two items in kind of a cool frame, and it, you know, with the one with the Bobby Hull signature on it would be worth you know, a few bucks. With if not, it wouldn't be worth that much. Bobby Hull does sign a lot, but on a neater old photo, you're probably looking $50 or $60, I would think, for the two of those items. Still neat. And it's too, sorry to hear about Stan Mikita not doing well health wise. That's not good. By all accounts,
just
he was a
gentleman.
Great guy.
Just a great, great
really
guy.
Really good guy. Yeah, that's too bad. All right. Let's see in the Huggins and Scott auction coming up in November, some other items. There's a lot of neat presidential stuff in there. No one has ever brought this set in a 1956 U.S. President's complete PSA graded set of 36 cards, a 7.417 average grade. That's high grade. Number 15 on the PSA registry, $150 minimum bid. Now, does that count as like George Washington's rookie card, Bill, or any of those guys?
Actually, there are George Washington cards from back in the, they're the CDVs, I think. They're from back in the late 1800s and stuff like that.
Wow, really? Now, I guess they wouldn't call it a rookie card, but is there a first card designation for presidents on it?
I would think you could look that up. I don't know, you know, I mean, the first known card would be it, but I... Yeah. It's not in my Beckett guide, so I really can't look it up.
Yeah, that's right.
I would imagine there were a lot of late 1800s, like celebrating the 100 years of the United States with different medals and cards and different things, I would imagine.
Yeah. There's an 1844 to 1900 presidential campaign ribbon lot of five in the Huggins and Scott November auction. Henry Clay, there's a Garfield Arthur dual ribbon. You know, this doesn't get much publicity. Kennedy and Lincoln assassinations get so much publicity, but John Garfield was shot less than 4 months into his term as the 20th U.S. president in 1881, and he died, I think, 10 or 11 weeks after that. So he didn't, he was sick. It sounded like if they had better doctors for
what,
him.
Did he get sick eating some cherries or something?
No,
is that the right
no, he was
guy
sh-
who got? Oh, he was shot.
He was shot.
Okay, gotcha.
And, but then he had, like, is it sepsis or whatever they call it? A lot. There were a lot of infections.
Yeah.
And they were, like, reaching in and into the wounds and stuff. And so it sounded like not good.
Yeah, Vince says, Clint Eastwood would say he was eating lead. You know?
Yeah. That's right, he was. Now, Corey sent me a picture on Twitter, and all rookie autos from Bowman and Topps numbered to 75 or less, which looks like it'd be awesome, but I can't tell who any of these guys are from the picture. So sorry, Corey. We got your mention on there, but maybe sometime next week, itemize. It looks like one's Solaire, so I like Solaire. He hasn't done much yet for the Cubs. I still think he's going to be a power hitter. I think he's, once he figures it out a little better, a lot of his line drives, I think, are going to turn into homers down the road the next year or two. So I'm still...
Yeah, we'd like to see that, definitely.
I'm not off the Solaire band. He's got hurt again. He's another guy on my fan. Yeah. Don't get me started on... Vince, what are you doing getting me started on this fantasy baseball? Now, we are going to talk fantasy football at the end of the show, but Fantasy baseball, just it's not a good thing. Steve from Arlington Heights is on the line. What's up, Steve?
Yeah, hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hey, I used to collect back in the day, and I hadn't looked at my stuff in about 20 years, and came across my Upper Deck Legends autograph cards recently, and found the Johnny Unitas card.
Ooh, those are good. You're talking about the 1997 Legends?
I am.
Ooh, and, that's a great autograph set.
Well, it is. It is. And, you know, I recently saw one sell on eBay for $12,000. So, you know, I'm kind of being new to the hobby again, kind of wondering, you know, tell me a little bit about the market on these high-end, you know, more recent cards.
Well, that's one of the best things from the 90s. I mean, there's a lot of things from the 80s and 90s that aren't worth much because they were overproduced. Some of the rookies, if you have to have them graded, they have to be gem mint 10 to even have any value at all. Like the Griffey rookie, for instance, I sold one. It was probably in an near mint to mint plus type condition, wasn't graded, $40, but I saw one in a pristine 10 grade from Beckett sell for over $2,000.
Wow,
so
nice.
That separates it from the pack if you have a real top rookie. But those autographs from that Legends, Bill, I don't know if you've ever run any of those, but boy, that is the autograph set for football cards from the 90s.
Boy, I tell you, I want to say we probably have run some of those high-end, I call them shiny cards from the 90s and stuff like that. They have a gigantic following right now, and I don't know how long it's going to last, but I would say if he's interested in selling that, we'd be certainly interested in including that in our next auction.
Yeah, and if they do, if something like that goes into the Huggins and Scott auction, we were talking about it on the show leading up to it and during the auction, let people know what they're going for. But I would suggest maybe give Bill Huggins a call, 301-608-0355. Or if you do ever want to stop by Triple Crown in Naperville, I'm there 6 days a week. If you think you want to drop them off there for a Huggins and Scott auction, then I package stuff and ship them from there also. But those are one of the best things from the 90s that you could have kept that could be auctioned now.
Yeah, hey, let me, real quick, I did actually get it graded at the recent National, and it graded out to a 9. So, you know, I mean, does that add a lot to the value? Obviously, it's a pretty good grade.
9 doesn't hurt it from the 90s, but it doesn't help it that much. It sure doesn't hurt it, though, right, Bill?
No. 9, you know, a lot of that stuff, you're right, they do get a lot of 10s, but, you know, there's not much below a 10 than a 9.
Yeah, right. So and if they're at least 9s from the 90s, it's still good. It definitely doesn't hurt it. And a great auction item. If you do decide to do it, it'd be fun to watch and see what those do. Bill, Steve from Naperville, who actually, I guess he lived on the same floor at Eastern Illinois with Yurko. This guy has an awesome early 50s card collection. 51 Bowmans. I put up on Twitter, let's see the date on my timeline, T Crown Tom's my Twitter ID, September 8th, a picture of a 52 Tops Andy Pathko and Billy Martin and a 51, I think it was a 51, maybe it was a 52 Mantle. But this guy had some really nice cards. I think some of these might end up. He might try something, maybe doing the cards from one of the years in an auction. Is that a good way to break it out if you want to maybe sell part of your collection but not all of them, Bill? Maybe just doing 1 year all at once?
Yeah, I mean, the thing you don't want to do really is, and I've had people try and do this with me, is just send me all the stars and keep all the commons, because once you've sold the icing and the candles, all you have is a pretty dry cake there.
Yeah, the commons are hard to sell on their own, that's for sure. And a lot of times, sometimes if you have high-grade commons, they can do well. Another Dwayne stopped by. I don't know if you've ever run these. I couldn't find these except one on eBay of Ed Matthews. He had, I think they're called Douglas Felts from 1954. Dwayne had Eddie Matthews and Bill Bruton, these Douglas Felts. You remember ever running those, Bill?
No, I don't. What did you say they were?
They're like they're circular. I don't know what they're probably the size of, well, smaller than a headlight on my towed car. but they're like a felt, soft felt. And I saw one on eBay, and they were asking like $300 for it, but I couldn't find any that had ever sold. I don't know if it was something you'd be interested in if they wanted to sell them, or they're kind of cool. I'll tell you that. I've never seen them before.
Yeah, I'd certainly love to know a little bit more about them, have our guys do some digging. But well, I love selling stuff we've never sold before.
Yeah,
the first one. Yeah,
they can sometimes that can be the best one. We get a couple of people never saw them and think, hey, that's cool. Well, now we're getting close to the end here. We want to do a little fantasy talk. Because after our show today, Jeff Meller's got his fantasy football show, and Vince and I did two fantasy drafts. One thing that I wanted to talk about, well a quick story. Customer was in yesterday. He goes, yeah, I'm in fantasy football. He goes, I'm glad I picked up D'Angelo Williams because I had Le'Veon Bell. And I was like, really? I did the same thing. He drafted Le'Veon Bell. I protected him. And I thought, okay, if I'm drafting Le'Veon Bell, I got to get D'Angelo Williams
that
later.
Makes sense.
I saw him in the preseason. He looked fast and thin, yep. and he was. So this guy goes, yeah. He goes, but the bad news is my team was playing against Gronk. And I go, hey, me too. I'm in the same lousy sinking boat you are.
But D'Angelo, he looked fast.
He really looked fast.
He lost some weight.
I think if he stays healthy, I'm going to keep him on my roster even after Le'Veon Bell comes back. Why not?
I think that's a good move.
Three wide receivers that I'm stashing, Devontae Parker, Ty Montgomery, and Devin Funchess, I think you pronounce
yes.
it. Devontae Parker, to me, he could have the potential to turn out to be this year's Odell Beckham. I'm hoping. I guess he's had a great week of practice, too.
He's incredibly talented.
I can't play any of these guys the first week, Vince, so just so you know, I'm not playing them the first week. But I think there's a lot of potential there. And we're already into the last minute.
Oh, geez. Okay. Well, this week's winner, you need to email tom@tcrowntom.com. Dave from Plainfield, congratulations. You are this week's winner.
Very good, Dave from Plainfield. Now, you're going to have to email me your address, and I'll send that to the publisher of the Chicago Tribune Book of the Chicago Bears, A Decade-by-Decade History, which you're winning, and then the publisher will actually deliver directly to you. Not that ERC wouldn't do it if they could, but they don't have to do it this week. The publisher of the book will actually deliver it right to your door. So don't forget to go to HugginsandScott.com. November auction previews are already up there. If you want to give Bill a call, give him a call, 301-608-0355. Tune in for Jeff Meller's Fantasy Football Show. Go Bears. Have a great week.